I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Previously on Kevin's Cryptids.
Mom, here I come. There's no place like Genova. There's no place like Genova. There's no place like Genova.
You're such an asshole, Kevin.
50-foot tiger head made of snow. So the legends are true.
Who is the diamond in the rough?
Kevin! Kevin Weathers!
You may enter.
You know, even though we butt heads a lot, I appreciate it. Anyway, so before the Gazette, I...
Only a few before you have come this far.
Frogmen! Holy fucking shit!
Where are you, Mom? Genova!
Jesus Christ, Kevin, take it down a notch.
Halt! Not another step.
Is that... Albus?
Shit! Fellas, we need to get out of here now.
All right, hombres. Genova facilities just a song away. We've all come a long way since the beginning of this adventure. And I couldn't have done it without each and every one of you. Taylor, when we first met, you were nothing more than a...
Will you shut up? Seriously, you're gonna wake up Randy. He gets even more cranky when he doesn't get his sleep.
Jeez, I was just trying to show appreciation for everything.
Shh!
All right, I'm going to bed. Didn't realize I joined the military and have a bedtime now. Oh, I better tiptoe past Cinderelli so I don't wake him up. I can't believe you babies can sleep right now. I can see Genova facility from here. It's right there. Whatever. I hope you babies don't poop your diapers in your sleep. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Randy. That's what I thought.
What the fuck is wrong with you? We are trying to sleep! I just spent 8 hours navigating us through Pan's fucking labyrinth to get us here. That's what I thought. I'm sorry about last night. Sometimes I get a little cranky when I don't get enough sleep. Point being, I shouldn't have yelled at you like that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have. It wasn't very nice. But I'm gonna let that one slide. Next time, though, Papa Kev might have to put his foot down.
Our mission is to infiltrate Genova facility, locate Lilith Goodwill, and bring her home safely.
Sounds like my kind of mission.
This place looks like Googleplex for supervillains. Be honest, it's kind of giving me an erection. Hey, I see you looking, Tay. Knock it off.
Why the hell would the National Parks build this place?
Who cares about why? How?
Mole people. As disgusting as they are to look at, they do one hell of a construction job.
So they finally worked out their deal. Before I quit the services... They were in negotiations with the mole people about building a circuit of in-earth compounds all across the U.S.
And Genova is our main research facility, which houses 2,000 of the National Park's elite-ranked soldiers and scientists, all who have given up daylight privileges to devote their lives to NPS research.
Fucking nerds.
So are we just gonna walk up there, knock politely, and hope they let us in?
I have a plan.
No one cares, Kevin. We were able to use Oscar's security clearance to hack into Genova's network and create 5 new employees in their database. I then uploaded everyone's retina scan so we can gain access to the premises.
When did you scan my retina?
Now allow me to introduce you all to the newest members of the Genova family. Joey Butane, times 5.
What?
What?
Okay, their network security team is actually pretty damn good, and they were able to locate our presence in minutes. So I had to upload the same template on all our applications.
Great plan.
Their application was 14 goddamn pages. I didn't have that kind of time.
So we're all named Joey Butane?
From Miami, Florida.
All right, this isn't going to work. Kevin, what's your plan?
If you must know, I was going to kick down those doors, take out the first floor of bad guys, diehard vent crawl to Steve's room. From there, I'd monkey swing down from the vents, careful not to cut my hands. Pop, pop, pop! Steve's down and crying like when he shit his pants during class. Save my mom, head back to the boat, and throw on the Wild Hogs Blu-ray for all of us to watch on the ride home.
Mm-hmm. Tim Allen living our dream life. Doesn't get better than that.
Hear, hear.
Okay, so the plan is we're pretending to be brothers with the same name.
5 brothers with the same name? What the fuck's wrong with you? Of course not! Look. We just needed to be in their system for retina access. Don't get caught, and you won't have to explain a thing to anyone.
All right, Butane bros. Let's go save my mom.
No, not brothers.
Holy frickin' moly. Did we just walk into the Mall of America for bad guys?
We have to hurry and get to our beakers before the compound split.
And fucking nerds.
Good morning, Genovians. Today is a day of celebration. We successfully made it through 12 nights without a self-casualty. Doing so brings us one step closer to our mission. As a thank you for your dedication to Genova, Steve has declared today Casual Tuesday.
You the man, Steve!
Uniforms will no longer be required in work facilities. Free dress is allowed. But that doesn't mean anyone wants to see you in your jean capris, Jerry.
Fuck you, Jerry!
All work sessions will end at 11. So you can join us in Cafeteria B, sub-level 4, where Kogi Taco Truck will be catering your lunch.
Oh, hell yes!
And as if our great Steve wasn't already gracious enough, he will be raffling off a single 72-hour daylight pass. So get your tickets in before Thursday. Effective immediately, overtime will earn you 1.5 tickets per hour. Hail Steve.
Hail Steve.
Hail Steve.
Charlie, I think I'm gonna work through the night to get as many tickets as possible. It'd be great to see my kids again. Think they'll remember me?
No, it's been too long.
That was depressing.
It doesn't seem like anyone noticed us. Keep your heads down and slip into the crowd.
Slip my eels?
Hey, who are you guys? All of you, stop right there!
Gentlemen, first off, welcome to Genova Facility. We do hope your stay here is most promising. My name is General Donovan Valentine, but you pleasant-looking gents can call me Buddy. Speaking of names, the ladies in HR told me a funny little story about what happened here today, and I said to myself, Buddy, there's no way what these sassy little daisies are talking about could be true, is there? So I had to come down here and find out for myself. All of your names are Joey Butane?
From Miami, Florida.
Well, hot damn! And none of you are related?
No, we're not brothers.
I wasn't suggesting y'all were brothers. That would make no sense. But that doesn't matter because, again, gentlemen, I am General Donovan Valentine, and for the next 3 years, you will all be training under my command.
I'm going to beat the person that you are now out of you and reshape you into five of Genova's finest soldiers. You thought watching the blind side was hell? Well, boys, you're now watching Valentine Day Massacre starring me. Buddy, hope y'all brought a change of underwear.
Actually, if you read our resumes, well, we're not soldiers. We're here for the research and development program.
Hold up here. You're telling me you are or all are just a bunch of lady scientists? Well, fuck me. That makes a whole lot more sense now. No offense, lady scientists, but none of you looked soldier material. I mean, look at this little skinny bitch with a mustache. I've seen my dog take bigger shits than you, boy.
You have a dog?
Well, no. I'd like one, but Steve doesn't allow pets here. He has very sensitive allergies.
So, are we free to go?
God damn, why you talk like that? You trying to be Michael Jackson? No! No! You are not free to go! We have orientation to go through before you can be let loose through this facility. But first things first. It's 11 o'clock, gentlemen, and today, that means one thing.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Everything we've been through together has been worth it for that first bite of Kogi. The kimchi quesadilla is simply a great idea. Write that down, guys. That's what I like to call a snackle fact.
That wasn't even a fact. It was more of an opinion.
I'm sorry. I lost the link to your 5-star rated Yelp page. Do you mind resending that to me?
Hey, Randy. Why are you talking like Alvin Monk again?
I'm not actually sure why I did that. I guess it's a nervous habit around new people.
What's all your excitement over here? You lady scientists exchanging makeup secrets? You know, there's nothing wrong with laughing once in a while. It's a good way to not come off as some miserable pricks.
You want some laughter? Then put on the Napoleon Dynamite Blu-ray. We're here for R&D, research and development. So just point us in the right direction, and we'll be on our way.
God damn, boy, that's some lip on you. You may be part of the science department, but I am still your superior. So don't think for a second that I am not allowed to put my fist through your fucking skull.
I'd like to see you try. Good luck getting past my luscious locks. Your hand would explode on impact.
Joey, stop.
Boy, you are gonna regret that. You're done here. Four of you stay put. Backtalk butane is going into confinement.
Good afternoon, Genovians. I hope you all enjoyed your catered lunch. Now, if you could please all join us at the Mathers Family Amphitheater. Our fearless leader has a very special announcement. I hear it will be bananas.
You the fucking man, Steve?
Well, lucky us. Butane, confinement will have to wait. It's assembly time, gentlemen.
Buddy? Is that the elevator to the Class S laboratories?
It sure is. You did your homework, didn't you?
Do you think we can go see it later?
No, I don't. The only way you can get access to that elevator is with a level 3 retina access. And boys, you are years away from achieving that.
We need to gain access to the elevator back there. Lilith is being held on that floor. I'm gonna find a way in.
I'll come with you.
No, you'll stay here.
He's right, Kevin. I'll go with him.
None of you are coming with me. Stay here and keep a low profile.
Buddy, can you show me where the bathroom is? I really can't hold it.
Are you kidding me? You can't hold it until after the announcement?
No, I can't.
I swear to God, none of you would ever make it out in the field. I should make you piss your pants right here in front of everyone. Let's go.
Fellow Genovians, are you ready? Returning from an excursion on the outer core, your fearless leader has returned. Now coming to the stage is your hero and mine, Steve Mathers!
to get us caught.
Fuck yeah, Genovians! How are we doing out there tonight? I'm glad everyone was able to make it out, for today is a very special day. Speaking of which, let's give it up one more time for Kogi Taco Truck, the kimchi quesadilla, a simply great idea.
What?
Today I bring great news. Our beloved Dr. Psy has finally perfected synthesization of the Genova strain. Tomorrow begins our mass production and administration of it to all our cryptids, amplifying your strength, size, and speed to unmeasurable degrees.
Like a Super Saiyan level 4?
Try 5.
So is the Primal Solution ready to roll out?
Not yet. We're still waiting for Prisoner Goodwill to finish synthesizing a replica of... You'd think 2 weeks would have been more than enough time already.
Always like a woman to keep you waiting.
You, my friend, you just earned yourself 12 hours of daylight privileges. Congratulations to this guy! Anyway, whenever her menopause decides to go away and she finishes recreating... We will finally have the power to control all cryptids, and we will use them to take this US of A away from the government and back into NPS power. No one will stand in our way. We already have the military in our back pocket, so the rest of Washington will have to bend right over and spread their cheeks, because the Steve train is coming in hot. We will make the national parks great again. My fellow Genovians, say it with me. We do not know mercy. We are the ones in power. Society is filled with the weak. We do not know fear. We will take what we want. Those who stand in our way will never stand again. The national park is the future. The future is now! Thank you, Genovians! I fucking love you!
Hail Steve! Hail Steve! Hail Steve! Hail Steve! Hail Steve!
Hey, guys, guys, Randy's back.
Let's go, boys. I got what we needed.
So what's the dealio? You get a key card?
Not exactly.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, you ripped out Buddy's eyes?
No, don't be a sicko. I ripped out just the one. We don't need both.
Asset of Granted.
Mother's holding area will be located on the southeast wing of the floor.
Got it. I just want to thank you all for sticking with me through all this. If Cryptid Hunters had friends, I would consider the four of you my best. Gentlemen, it's time us ruggedly handsome men.
And Taylor.
Jinx!
It's time we get Lilith the hell out of here. Let's...
Oh, fuck.
Let's ride.
Master, southeast is the other way.
Gotcha.
HQ, where are we?
This is the Class S Research and Development Lab.
What kind of scientist lab has no scientist in it?
It's creepy. Where is everyone?
Are those giant dinosaur eggs?
Giant dinosaur eggs? Don't be stupid, Tay. Dinosaurs aren't real.
Yeah, what the fuck? Dinosaurs? I thought you were a reporter, not a 5-year-old.
Taylor. Dinosaurs are a myth created by the Chinese government in order to perpetually distract the common man while in the workplace, which decreases national work production by 8% every fiscal year, steadily crippling the U.S. economy.
These dinosaur eggs are actually petrified megalodon turds. You can tell by the size, color, and smell. But they usually don't sound this hollow. Must have been from a weaker breed. Careful not to get in your mouth, though. the acidity would melt your taste buds right off.
These are nutrient pods, jackass. They're how the NPS grows those fucked up cryptids. So get away from it before you wake it up. Oh, great.
Oh,
holy shit.
Shnikes. Aw, finally, a cute cryptid. Coochie, coochie, coo. What are you, some sort of kangaroo cryptid?
Oh, shit!
That's a Jersey Devil! Oh, tuck your throat!
Oh, hello, ah. I tuck my throat!
Whoa.
Get the fuck out of me!
Whoa, shit! Oh.
Head towards
that my exit. Oh my god, I touched it. Oh my god, it's coming.
What the hell?
He's looking try. Right at me.
Oh my god, hurry up, you slow ass robot. Me.
Security clearance granted.
What the hell? Let me in.
Who's the slow ass now?
Damn you, HQ.
Let him in.
You're lucky you're a phone. If you were a human, I DDT your ass right here in front of everyone.
If I were human and we fought, there would be two hits. Me hitting you, then me hitting your slutty mom after, bitch.
Damn.
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 Calm down, you two. Dangerous. Is your throat okay?
Of course. I tucked it.
Let's keep moving.
Oh my god.
It's...
Bigfoot!
It's him.
What is all this? Bigfoot, what have they done to you?
Yeah, what are all these machines hooked up to him?
It's Gilforth. Can you hear me, old friend?
He looks sedated.
How did this happen? How did they capture you? When?
The Unseen lost contact with him 4 years ago. We were hoping he just went back into hiding.
How could they do this? We all swore a blood oath freeing Bigfoot from all National Park research. Those backstabbing monsters.
Ah!
Damn it! Shit! Ah! Come on!
Should somebody stop him?
No.
Shit!
Let him go.
Ah! Damn it!
Maybe it's time you step in, Kev.
Master, it's okay. We're gonna help him. In fact, HQ, add Bigfoot to my save from Steve list.
Ah!
New entry added.
I am so sorry, my friend. I promise to get you out of here.
I know this is sad, Taylor, but I need you to man up right now. Can you do that for me?
We're in a scientist lab. I mean, if there's ever a better time to grow somebody a pair of balls, it's right now.
That's not me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for rescuing me.
Oh, shit! There's another guy in here!
Who the hell are you?
You don't remember me? I must have made a terrible first impression. I called you when you were on Ocean to Ocean. I was the guy that was hunted down by the national parks.
No shit! That is you! We thought you were dead!
No. Been here. But some days I wish I was dead. My name is...
Ray Templeton?
Gilforth? Is that you?
Hey, Ray. It's good to see you.
LaPree! My oldest friend! I've missed you.
Oh, God. Here come the waterworks. So, how you been?
Well, the National Park Service locked me in here, erased all evidence of my existence, and forced me to watch them experiment on Bigfoot. So I would say, not so good.
Does he ever stop crying?
No kidding. He's already surpassed my season one total.
I don't know about that.
Get it together, Ray. What are they doing to Bigfoot?
He's the main component in Genova strain. So they force him into a medically induced coma and transfuse his blood every day.
Oh, the bastards! HQ, add this to my hate Steve list.
New entry added.
HQ, read back the previous five entries on that list.
One, kidnapped my mom. 2, killed my new friend, Goatman. 3, better dancer than me. 4,
HQ sleep!
Damn!
Do you know where they're keeping Lilith Goodwell?
She's in the main hall through those doors. They have her locked in a cell suspended above.
Ray, I owe you one. X marks the spot, boys. Let's go claim our treasure.
Weird.
Wait, you guys can't go in there. They'll be waiting for you. That's such a stupid idea. But what do I know? I've been locked in this cell for 2 months.
Don't worry about us. I got a feeling we're going to be just fine.
You're going to come back for me, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll be there. Definitely.
We're not really going to take this crybaby with us, are we?
Hell no. One of you is enough.
Damn, HQ. Lighten it up today.
I'll just wait here. Good one, Ray. Just be yourself. They're gonna like you for you.
Another empty room. God damn it. What do we do now? Which of these doors doesn't lead to buttfuck nowhere?
Kevin.
That son of a bitch Ray doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Kevin.
She's through those doors.
Idiot.
Kevin!
What?
Look up!
Is that?
Ray told you your mom would be in a cell suspended from above.
Oh, I thought he meant metaphorically.
How could you interpret that as metaphorically?
I don't know. Focus, Taylor. Why does that even matter to you?
Kevin has always had a unique way of interpreting things. It's a sign of his high IQ.
See, Taylor? It's a sign of my high IQ. Oh, Mom! We found you! Are you okay?
Kevin, I love you, and I'm so proud of you for getting here, but you have to leave now!
What are you talking about? We just got here.
Father Time has treated you ever so gently, Lilith. Your beauty is still as natural as a cold stream flowing towards a warm summer sunset.
Oh, Gilforth, you are as graceful with your compliments as ever.
Mother, please, don't encourage him.
Don't think I forgot about you. How have you been, my little darling?
I have so many exciting stories to tell you. All these fun adventures I've been on.
I can't wait to hear them all, but right now you guys have to get out of here.
Why do you keep saying that? We're taking you with us.
There is no time. You have to leave right now.
What's going on?
Agent Smiles, Situation Terror. Beta, Cinnamon, Apple.
Oh, fuck. Everyone, head back.
It's locked. It's locked.
It's too late.
Well, shit. Since all the lights are off, you guys want to play a fun game I invented? It's called Who's in My Mouth?
Easy there, Dane Cook.
More like Lame Cook.
Noise.
Well, well, well. The mice finally found the cheese.
Steve? Oh, God. Take your dramatic entrances to TNT already. And I'll have you know, I hate cheese.
That's a lie. No one hates cheese.
No one hates cheese.
Honey, you know you love cheese.
It doesn't matter. It's over. You lost. Time to give up my mom.
How the hell is it over? Sometimes I wonder about you, Kevin.
Yeah, Banana Pants. Slow your roll. You don't want to be known as a two-pump kind of guy.
Okay, I have to ask. Why do you guys keep calling him Banana Pants?
Taylor, I already told you that's unimportant. And what the hell is up with you and all these questions lately? I thought we were past that.
Oh, you don't know how Banana Pants became Banana Pants? Oh, I'll tell you the story. One day, at Ranger Academy, he was going to impress a girl on a hike by shoving a banana in his pants. Well, when they were on the hike, the banana fell down his pant leg. He slipped on the banana, got banana all over his pants. The girl found out that the banana wasn't his fucking dick, and everybody had a good laugh about it. Ever since then, I'll never let him forget that he is Banana Pants.
Not true. Bullshit.
How did you boys like your tour of the Genova facility? You seem to really enjoy your Kogi tacos. You in particular, Snackle.
So you have been watching us. I knew that kimchi line was a Snackle original.
Of course we were. Don't you remember? The NPS always monitors their Sector 4 facilities.
Oh my god, we know. What are you, a yakback? Let's cut this reunion short. I'm taking my mom and getting out of here. I already kicked your musical Pan's Labyrinth in the ass. Are you going to make me take down all your foot soldiers next? Because I will. Inch by inch. Get it, Tay?
Yep.
You want your mom so bad, Kevin? Well, go ahead. She's right there. Help yourself. But you know what? I'm gonna make this a bit more interesting.
What's the pull for? You gonna have the Kyles dance for us again?
Hey, what the fuck? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Ah, you hear that, Kevin? That's the sound of 60,000 volts powering up. Ah, it almost sounds like it's getting angry, doesn't it? And who are we to not allow it to express its anger? I mean, this is a free country, is it not?
Steve, why don't you stop talking like a weirdo for once?
See that metal pole connecting your mom's cell to the ground? Well, I'm about to send those very angry 60,000 volts her direction. And seeing that the bottom of her cell is made of pure copper, I don't know how well your mom's going to fare.
Wait, stop. Whatever you want from me, it's yours. Just name it.
Banana pants, that's really sweet of you, but there's nothing I need anymore. I have everything I could have ever wanted. With that being said, goodbye, Mom.
Steve, please, no.
Aw, I'm being selfish, aren't I? I'm giving all this voltage to your mom, but not offering any to you. So how about this? I'm gonna send that 60,000 volts upwards in exactly 30 seconds. It's gonna climb that metal pole until it meets your mom. That is, unless someone grabs that pole and takes the 60,000 volts all for themselves. What kind of host would I be if I didn't offer that to you, Kevin?
Kevin, you need to make it out of this. Don't you dare touch that!
20 seconds!
Mom, I made a promise to you as a kid when we watched Home Alone 2. And you taught me a Weathers always keeps his promises.
I know. And in my wildest dreams, I never thought it would actually happen.
And what was that promise? I will,
you will never let me die from electricity.
Today changes nothing. Light me up, you candy-ass jabroni.
Steve, please, don't do this.
Kevin, let go. Let go right now.
10 seconds.
I'm sorry I got all you guys into this, but you need to get my mom out of here. And Taylor, take care of her for me.
Shit, do I really have to honor that request?
HQ, play the music from the Going Down with the Ship band in Titanic on Spotify.
Do not touch it! Please let it go, Kevin! Please! Let it go! Do not touch that thing! Please!
Kevin-san, today will not be the end of your journey. But it will be mine.
Master, no! Master!
That didn't go as planned at all. We'll have to try it again after we recharge to 60,000 volts.
Master! I'm here. Can you hear me, Master?
Kevin. Kevin.
Yes, Master. I'm here.
Closer. Closer. Did I look pretty cool in front of Lilith?
Sure.
Totally worth it.
That was some John Woo movie shit.
That's her favorite director.
I know. He's mine, too. Kevin's son. I'm so proud of the man you have become. From the moment you walked onto my ranch, I knew you were destined for greatness. That's why you need to make it out of this. You need to get Lilith and Bigfoot to safety.
Shit.
Shh.
I will, Master. I promise. I will get every single one of us out of here. Even Ray.
Hey. I never said that last part. Kevin's son, I don't want a funeral. None of that somber French nonsense. Throw me a party at the ranch celebrating my life. And everyone's invited. Even fucking Ray.
Master, don't talk like that.
Kevin's son, will you sing to me?
Sure.
Something beautiful. I want to leave this world in a tranquil state of mind.
You are my fire, the one desire.
believe when I say I want it that way.
Don't wanna hear you. Ain't nothing but a heartache. Ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never wanna hear you say I want it that way.
Master? No. Goodbye, Lopri.
Don't rush your goodbye, Kevin. You still have a whole entire another 6 minutes before we're back at full power.
Why don't you put that little toy down, Steve, and fight me like a man? Unless you're chicken.
Bawk, 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 bawk!
Come on, guys. Don't make me look like a jackass doing this alone.
Bawk, 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 bawk,
bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk,
bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk.
I was thinking more Royal Rumble. Henchmen, get them!
We're surrounded.
We should run.
We should hide.
We should kick their butts.
Hey, you dickheads, look up!
Go bunch! Taylor, watch out!
I'll fight with the sword!
Yeah.
Dodge left! Spin right! Stomach kick! Now uppercut! Shoryuken!
That was fucking sick! My turn. Kev, toss me that bottle of kerosene by you. And Buckle, let me get your Zippo.
No!
Oh, come on. Don't be that guy. Thanks.
Well, well, well. Everyone's least favorite Food Network star, Dangerous Daniel.
Actually, today you can call me Dangerous Gulsome. Yoga Fire!
Oh, my face!
Ha! You went down faster than your Food Network career. Just so you know. Pauly Shore replacing you on Geist Code was the best decision Food Network ever made. He is funnier, sexier, and more talented.
Ah, gotcha. Munchy, munchy, bitch. Yoga Flame! Vaya con Dios.
What kind of cryptid is that?
That's no cryptid. That's a Goro. I got this. Tay, toss me my Ray-Bans.
Finish him quick.
This puny mortal will be no problem. I'll crush him in one blow.
All right, let's dance.
What are these?
Those were $500 sunglasses, asshole. Buckle punch.
Oh! Holy shit! He just did the splits and buckle punch Goro in the beans!
You the man, Randy! So who's next?
Oh man, Kyle. Do we really have to fight right now? I'm just not feeling so good.
Yeah, me too.
Are you two hens done clucking yet? Because I believe you're both on deck for a Kev-sized ass-whooping.
I feel like I might be coming down with strep throat. Maybe we should reschedule.
Whoa!
Are they dead?
Close enough.
It's game over, Steve. You are out of lives and you cannot continue.
Change machine is broken and your parents are outside waiting in the car. It's time to leave.
And the older kids at the Tekken machine think you're a pussy who talks funny, so you want to go home anyway.
Until you remember, your dad left before you were even born, and your mom's on a lifelong binge of cheap men and even cheaper vodka. But who's gonna numb my pain?
What the?
This nightmare has only begun. I hope you brought enough tokens, because I'm gonna be taking lives.
Is that Genova serum? Don't be a fool. You can't drink that.
Yeah, you shouldn't drink that. It looks a lot like cum.
Ew, yeah, it definitely tastes like cum, too.
Oh, what the fuck?
He just went full Super Shredder.
This is what true power feels like. Yes, kneel to me now, and I will spare your pathetic lives.
Deal.
Get the fuck up and run.
Goro his ass, Randy.
Hell no.
Well, someone has to do something.
Fuck. All right. Did somebody call for an exterminator? Buckle up!
Randy!
Randy! Let go of me, you jackass! Go find Donatello or something.
Ah!
Kev.
Danger! Danger!
We can lure Steve to the pole. We can use the remote to shock him into submission. I just don't know how
we got this.
Yoo-hoo, Steve! Steve, it's me! It's me, Kevin, Steve! Steve, over here! Go, Tay, go!
Come on, Taylor. This is your chance. It's time to take the bull by the horns and save the day.
Oh! Oh, shit!
Are you serious? Great fucking plan, Tay.
It's just me and you now, Banana Pants. Surrender now, and I promise your mother lives through this.
Bring it, you freak.
Say goodbye to your mom, Kevin. Shall we let her watch her son die?
Let me go! Lily, cushion me!
Lilith, are you watching me squeeze the life out of your son?
Let him go! You have what you want! Kevin!
Mom, I can't save you. I'm sorry.
You already have, baby. Kevin, you are...
He's... What?
I'm...
You are. I always told you were special. This is why I needed you, honey. You need to use it.
How? What is it exactly?
This is impossible. Get over here.
Focus. Remove yourself from your surroundings.
I don't get it.
Kevin, I believe in you. Focus.
What the hell? Your eyes, they're glowing.
Kevin?
Father Nature has arrived!
What the fuck?
Bigfoot, impossible. How are you awake?
Get him.
Your reign of terror has ended! Time to pick on someone your own size!
Yeah.
You give up, or are you thirsty for more?
Hey, Bigfoot. I bet you weren't expecting these tactics.
These feet were meant for kicking.
Hi-ya!
Ooh.
Got you. Direct hit.
You look like you could use another Hertz donut. Hertz donut! Boom shakalaka! Smash squatch!
No!
Flawless victory!
Hey, Kev! Kev, you there?
Taylor, was I just dreaming?
How would I know?
No, I mean, did Bigfoot really just break through the wall and kick Steve's ass?
Then yeah, you weren't dreaming. That was real.
So, this is him.
That's him. My boy.
Well, hot damn! Oh, God. It is so good to see you again, Slugger. My God, you've grown! Look at you! I've been dreaming about this day for a long, long time. And when you're forced into a 4-year coma, you do a lot of goddamn dreaming.
Kevy,
You know my name?
Lilith never told you, did she? I know more than just your name. Do you think your dirty diapers just changed themselves when you were a baby? They were always so messy and stinky.
Bigfoot.
Lily, is this boy with the scary eyes yours too?
No, that's Kevin's best friend. He's the boy from the McConnell situation.
Oh, you poor schmuck. I would have thought you'd off yourself by now.
What?
You're obviously a fighter, and fighters deserve hugs.
No, I'm...
Now, how about we get your mom down from there, Kevy?
Mom!
My boy.
Log? Well, as you guys have probably heard, we got Kevin's mom back. She's with us now, and unfortunately it cost the life of Master Lopri. He's one of the greatest guys I've ever met. He sacrificed his life for her, and now Kevin is reunited with his mom. We also defeated Steve. I mean, the good guys prevailed. That never happens, at least not in my world. So, yeah, everything's just getting more crazy. Oh yeah, we met Bigfoot. He's with us too. I mean, I didn't even think he existed, and everything that you've ever heard about Bigfoot is real. I mean, he's enormous, he's terrifying looking, he's hairy, and he's also a pretty funny guy. He's coming with us too.
We're sitting at the kitchen table. He's staring dead into my eyes like he's trying to see into my soul. And I'm staring right back into his. Then I say to him, "No, Lopri, I did not hide your underwear. I did."
Activating escape pod protocol.
It's not over yet, Kevin. I'll be back. Shit, it's fucking freezing in here.
Steve, can you scooch over just a little bit?
Escape pod ready for launch.
Well, that was weird.
Fellow Genovians, due to unforeseen circumstances, our fearless leader had to retreat from Genova facility. And in doing so, he initiated the 60-minute self-destruct process. Please gather your belongings and meet at your assigned outer core transfer location. And thank you for your continued dedication and time served here at Genova. We hope your next assignment brings you the same joy we provided here. Hail, Steve.
I guess it's time to go.
We can't just leave him there. One of us should go back.
Hell no!
Go right ahead, Tay.
Oh, I wasn't volunteering.
That Ray guy cried himself to sleep every single night for the past month. Do you understand what I just said? I was able to hear his crying through my coma.
How about we all Rochambeau for it? Loser gets a kick in the nards and a mission to go save Ray.
Yeah, we can go Rochambeau for it. But if I kick you guys in the nuts, they're going to come flying out of your ears.
Maybe we should draw straws.
I'm very partial to straws.
Straws it is.
Thanks for coming back for me, Tay. You're the greatest. Double thanks for carrying me on your back.
No problem. Not your fault. Your blood sugar's so low that you'd pass out if you had to walk.
Oh, man! Giddy up, horsey! Let's go! Only kidding. We're going to be great friends.
Next time on Kevin's Cryptids.
Man, it is packed out there. Lopri must have had a shit ton of friends.
What do we do now?
Exactly what Master said. We party.
Look at us all together again.
Remember what happened the last time we were all together.
Yoo-hoo, Taylor.
I'm so confused.
Oh no. Guys, where is everyone?
Help build the Kev Army by subscribing and leaving a review, ya bitch. If you want to get some fun bonus goodies and help Lance's family pay for his funeral, go to patreon.com/kevinscryptids.